Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It's that time we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request for us today, 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. And let us know what needs you have today, what concern you have today, what burden may be on you, or just requests that you have for the Lord, or maybe a praise. Maybe you're celebrating something God has done in your life and you want to give Him glory for it. Whatever it may be, let us know today, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so don't let that hinder you or keep you from getting the prayer that you need, unless you would specifically ask us to. Occasionally, people do ask us to name them, and that's fine. We will. But unless you specifically ask us to, we always keep it anonymous. You don't even have to tell us who you are when you call in. And just let us know what your need is, and we'll pray for you today on the prayer closet. Lord, we do thank you that we have this opportunity to come and lift each other up in prayer, to know that we can always look to the heavens where our help comes from. And know that our help always comes from you, and that you are always there, ready to hear from us and ready to help us, ready to meet our every need. And for that, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We give you all glory this day, because you are a good, gracious, and loving God. And we praise you, we thank you, we give you all glory. Lord, you are good and gracious. And so, Lord, we exalt your name this day. We praise you this day because of your care, your wonderful care over us. We thank you and pray it in your name. Amen. 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. And before we get into our prayers, we always like to get into the Word of God. And this week we're looking at different events of the Holy Week. And yesterday we looked at Jesus' triumphal entry, and today we're looking in Matthew chapter 21 as Jesus cleanses the temple. After he comes into the city, he goes to the temple, and we're told in verse 12 of Matthew 21, Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables and the benches of those selling doves. It is written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and they were shouting in the temple area, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant. Do you hear what these children are saying? They asked to him. Yes, Jesus replied. Have you never read? From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise. And they left them. And he left them and went out on the city to Bethany, where he spent the night. So Jesus comes in and once again cleanses the temple. You know, he had done this once before at the beginning of his ministry. He does it now here again at the end. Another encounter with the money changers. Once again, objecting to the way they were exploiting the people. The money changers is that they were, those selling doves, you couldn't use Roman money in the temple. You had to exchange it for, you know, temple coin, because Roman money was considered unclean. And so you had to exchange your money in order to then go and buy the doves and the things that you would need to make your sacrifice. And what was happening is they were cheating people. They were cheating people when they were on the exchange rate between the Roman money and the temple money. And then they were cheating people in the prices of the doves and the goats and things that they had to buy. And Jesus was rightly offended by this, because here's people coming, trying to observe the law, trying to do what they were told to do. They're trying to be obedient to the commands of the Lord. You know, that whatever had happened in their life, they need to make a sacrifice, some sin or something, and so they have to make a sacrifice to be cleansed, and they're going about it in the way that God had prescribed up to this point. So here you have people trying to be faithful, trying to do right, trying to be obedient, and other people exploiting them for that, and trying to make money off of them for that. And Jesus sees this and he's offended by it. Because he sees these people who are trying to come to the Lord, trying to do right, and being exploited in it. And he overturns their tables and condemns them. It's supposed to be a house of prayer, but they're turning it into a den of robbers. They're corrupting God's house. They're corrupting where God resides. This is a holy place. And they're treated like garbage. They're treating it like just another money-making opportunity. They're cheapening and disgracing the holy place of God. It's a grievous sin. It's a grievous sin. And on top of that, they're exploiting and taking advantage of those who are trying to be obedient to God's commands. And so he casts them out. He overturns their tables. He disrupts what they're doing. He cleanses the temple. And then he commences to healing. The blind and the lame coming, and he's healing them, and people are seeing these wonderful things, and children are witnessing, and they're praising God. They're celebrating. And so on the one hand, you get this picture of how the temple is working, which is corrupt. That Jesus cleanses the temple, and then he shows how the temple should really work, which is glorious. And Jesus cleansed the temple. People are being healed. The Lord is being praised. God is being exalted. His grace and mercy are pouring out upon people. One version of the temple is a den of robbers. The other is the working of God. And what happens? The chief priests and the teachers of the law are offended when the temple begins to work like God intended it to. You notice that? They're not offended by the money changers. They're not offended by the people selling the doves. They're not offended by people exploiting the people coming to the temple. Exploiting the people coming to make sacrifice. Exploiting the people coming to learn from these teachers and learn and have their, you know, sacrifices made by the priests. They're not offended by that. That's fine. They're offended when God shows up and starts working his power in their midst. You know, we were just talking about offense and being offended and, you know, at the end of the morning show. We were having a little fun with it. But the fact is, what we are offended by tells a lot about us. What we are offended by says a lot. The things that we find offensive tell us about what we value. Chief priests are not offended by dishonest and corrupt money lenders and dove sellers. But they are offended by the work of God. It says a lot about them and who they were. What about us? What are we offended by? Are we offended when somebody says something we don't agree with politically? Are we offended when someone says something we don't like culturally? What about when someone says something about God? Do we get offended by that? Do we get just as offended, more offended, less offended? Are we more offended when somebody offends our political sensibilities than we are when someone attacks our God? What are we offended by? Because that will tell us what we really value. What we ought to be offended by. You know, Jesus let a lot of things go. You know the things he got mad at? When people insulted the Father. They could insult him all day long. He's like, whatever. But when you brought disgrace upon the Father, when you offended the Father, he had none of it. He would have none of that. That's when he got angry. That's when he got mad. That's when he fought back. They could do what they wanted to him, but you weren't going to speak ill of the Father. Because Jesus valued the Father above all things. What do we value? Well, what are we offended by? Are we more offended by the things of this world, or are we more offended when people insult our God and bring him into disrepute or try to? That's where our real offense should lie. We'll come back with your prayer requests, 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. First of all, I want to pray for a listener who's having a surgery on their toe today. And wants prayer. Lord, we do lift up this listener as they're having surgery on their toe today. We pray for them. Lord, pray for their everything would go well with this surgery, that whatever the issue is with their toe would be corrected, and that there would be no problems, no unforeseen complications. Lord, that everything would go smoothly and well, and that they would be able to correct whatever the issue is with this toe, and they would make a quick, full, and speedy recovery. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Hey, another listener, and Marquise, and he did ask us to use his name. Marquise asked for prayer. He's asking for prayer today. He's got a job interview with the fire department and is asking for prayer that that would go well. And Lord, we want to lift Marquise up to you today as he has this job interview with the fire department. Lord, we do pray. You pray that you would go before him with favor. Lord, that you would give him favor before the people that he'll be interviewing with. Lord, we pray that he would have a calm spirit about him, that he'd not be nervous, concerned, and Lord, would just do well in this interview. And Lord, we pray that if this is the job that you have for him and the place where you desire him to be, Lord, that you would lead him into this place and provide this job for him. And so, Lord, we just pray for your hand to be upon him, your hand to be upon this entire process, and Lord, that you would grant him favor in it. And we ask this in your name. Amen. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to the Prayer Closet. Remember, if you have a prayer request throughout the day, you can always call here Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome, or you can email or text your prayer request to us at prayer@yeshome.com or go online to our website, yeshome.com. Click on the chat now button, get connected to a live online spiritual coach for a live online chat session. That's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 365 days a year. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Prayer Closet. I'm Pastor Tommy Briggs. We'll see you tomorrow.